give kind of the over framework for the for Ner Mitzvah. It's about Chanukah, obviously. He starts with the dream of Daniel, of Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel's Pisrin. The fact that Dalet Malchus is Merumis in the Torah, in the Pasuk of V'choshech al Pnei Sahoim, that you have the Metzius of Dalet Malchus already Merumis in Bria's Olam. Now, his first point was that every Bria, by definition, has the possibility of imperfection. That's the Metzius of a Bria, that there are things there that could not be. There are four basic types of imperfection, and b'meila, the reason why these Dalet Malchus are numerous in Bria's Olam is mitzad the Bria itself, there are four ways to go that go away from the Teichin of Bria's Olam, and b'meila, that's the Dalet Malchus. Now he's going to say, in the Avzayinovi, he's going to say another Knech, explaining that it's not the merumis in Bria's Ha'olam, not because there are pagam in Bria's Ha'olam, but there's a certain inyan where it has to be that way, and it's mitzad the bigger picture Bria's Ha'olam. In other words, this type of havana is going to be a havana, not that Dalet Malchus are the chisaron of the Bria, but that a Kadosh Baruch Hu being able to be mishtalit on Dalet Malchus eventually is the shleimus of the Bria. And that's the point he's going to speak about. Voideish chaladas. Ki Brias Hashem Yisbar Seilomai Rosh Yunimuzu Malchus. It's royal that in the Brias Olam you should have a remus for his Malchus. Ze. Ki Veshem Ko Bora Hashem Yisbar Seilomai. It says in the Gemara that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Bora Seilomai with Ka. The letter Yud is Meram is an Olam Haba, and the letter Hey an Olam Hazeh. So he says, Olam Haba never be Yud, Olam Hazeh never be Hey. Vizeh. Kishem Ka Baruch Hu. So the first thing we have to understand, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a name of two letters to create the world with, that means when you break the word down, each letter is going to have a different aspect to it. The Klal Gadol Lashon Kodesh is, since a word needs letters to make the word, so the letters themselves are parts that together they become the word. So he says like this, V'zeh, Kishem Ka Baruch Hu, Hayud Min Shem Ka Meire, Shu Yisbarach Echad Ve'em Bo Chilu Klal. So the Yud, which is the first letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, is a Nakuda. It's not more than a Nakuda. Halachically, a Yud is just a Nakuda. And B'meila, since there's no shear in how big it is, it means there's not Kidei Hischalkus. There are no parts to the Yud. Yud doesn't come with any parts. There's no shear where you could say that you're cutting it in half on quarters. The etzem nekuda, the etzem mitzias of a dat is a yud. So b'meila, the yud of yud kei vav kei is that point of oneness that has no chiluk. Olekach hayud meira al shu yisbarach echad. Vahei meira, kal toima ku yisbarach echad, ve'en koich yisbarach al hakoil, ve'hu kumay shardo v'shu echad ve'en koich al hakoil. So this is the point that he's making over here, that you find many Rishonim explain that the problems that the Greek version of a god was, the point where everything emanates from, and the point that's the shirish of everything. But the idea that God could actually involve himself with things was totally alien. This is even a sharper point. What he's trying to say is, it's not possible to say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, then how could he, how can you place him within the framework of any one particular midah? Especially since particular points are almost a stira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, but to start saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, Chanun, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed, and so on, how does HaKadosh, how can it be that the total oneness should be neschalik into parts and slivers of it? It can't be. So there is a kfira of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the unity of the world and so on, but any type of ischalkus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be shaykh to something particular, let's take it not from a philosophical point of view, let's take it from a sort of a more emotional theological point. A typical argument is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-encompassing and embraces the entire of humanity and the universe, how could you say that he likes Klal Yisrael in particular, or that he dislikes Amalek in particular? That's going against, or if he does like Klal Yisrael in particular, he's Klal Yisrael's personal advocate, but then he's not universal. If Hashem is universal and all came from Hashem, to associate Kadosh Baruch with anything in particular is ki'ilu chisarin, or it's impossible. The lashon that the Maharal uses in different places is how from one could there come a ribui. That is not an easy issue to answer. He has different roots in different places. But Eich Shelo Yeh, it's sharper than this. It says that there's a lashon, the Avodas HaKodesh, he was the Maharal's sort of Rebbe, not specifically, but he was kind of the Sefer and the Mahalach that was his Rebbe in Inyanim HaPnim. He puts down in one of his prakim, those early prakim, that the tachlis of the Bria was that the Bilti Gvul should be Megala himself within Gvul. Until there was a Bria Sa'olam, the infinite could only exist within the infinite. And the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be shayach to a midah, the chesed of Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be megalos through chesed, and through din, and through emes, and through tzedek, and mishpat, that is the tachlis of Bria Solom. Bria Solom consists of many, many different bits and pieces, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being megal himself through each bit and piece, as part of everything, that's the Chiddush. So he says, so we need to have Bria Sa'olam required a Yud, which is Meramez in the Shosh of Olam Haba, where there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The V'hoya B'yamahu Yashem Echad Shmo Echad, the fact that in the Bria you have, that you have one Shosh for everything, and that there's a Gilu of a Hay, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu through each kol haneshama tahalul ka'aluka halu b'tzotzei shama, halu b'tzotzei sura, each and every instrument in itself also plays the same nigun. Those are two things that are very difficult for us to understand how they coexist, but that's the Metzias. So he says v'hei moire kal toima kuyisbaruch echot vein koyisbaruch alakoyl. In other words, that which is echad can't be shaykh to the kol. I want to give a certain a dogma that we can relate to. In America, for instance, we have a president. The president is either Republican or Democrat, and b'meila people, some people think well of him, some people don't think well of him, because he's either Republican or he's a Democrat, or he's a liberal or conservative, whatever it is. In a country like England, for instance, they have a king or a queen that everybody feels it's my king, my queen, my whatever it is, but that king or queen can't participate in politics. The minute the king or queen would take a political position, then they would belong to some of the people and not to all of the people. So over there, the price for having a figure who is above it all is that he's above it all and he's not within it all. the first president of Israel, Weizmann, was made president because they didn't want him in getting involved in people's, whoever it is, whoever it is that made him, it was Ben Gurion's urging that he was made president because they wanted him out of things. And he once said he's glad that he has a handkerchief because it's the only place he's allowed to stick his nose into. But it's not, in other words, it's not shaykh to say this person represents the entirety of the ummah, but in this nekuda, he's not this, this nekuda, this nekuda, this. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to deher both of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kel Nekamas Hashem and Chesed Kol Hayoyim and so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above everything, the Yud and the Kei. V'zeh Moira Hei Mishmoy HaGadol Kahei Yesh Ba Dalet Yesh Nekuda Toich HaDalet U'kvar Marnik HaDalet Moira Special Dalet Stodin. The Hei is the Tikkun to Dalet. In other words, he said before in the previous pieces, the Dalet is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Bria goes in conflicting directions, in opposing and conflicting directions, in diverse directions, probably the best way of saying it. Mizrach, Ma'ariv, Tzof, and Dorim, that's how it goes. The Hay is where you put in the Kuda back into the Dalet so that you see within that diversity there's an Akuda that puts it together. So just like, for instance, if in a person's body you have very different, you have hormones that digest sugar and hormones that stop it, and something has to control the two. Something raises the temperature of the body, something lowers the temperature of the body, increased sweating, decreased sweating, and so on, and there has to be a regulatory mechanism that is balancing all the bits and pieces. So there's a nekuda, and hay is the dalad with a nekuda. The hay of Yud K teaches me that despite the fact that there's Dalid Stodin, still Lekach, Masha Oimishi Efshishiosbach Echot Belomoi, Kim Kela Nivar Menrak Echot. People have a taina. There's a theological argument. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, how can you have from one emerging many? So he says, He said everything that executes something does something like it. For instance, what does a fire do? It heats things. It warms things. What does water do? It wets things. The activities of everything is, something that was there in the poel that comes out to his poel. Kim mischai min ha'esh shucham. Fire produces heat. V'chein akriyas mischai min ha'poel shukar. And something ice creates cold. V'chein kol ha'pulos ha'bos ha'poel kol echas mischach ha'poel. U'lekach gozer om, and that's why thinkers put down the following position. If the executor is one, you can only get one out of it. And if we see in the world many, many things, it shows you on many different trashim. And he said he spoke already in a few places. He speaks about this inyan, how to answer it in a seichelik way. How to explain it. They're not easy explanations. He has three or four different explanations. Some of them are easier, some of them are harder. But upon him, that's the point that he says over here. It's coming to tell you lafuki that inyan. I want to add maybe a certain point and try to understand something, I guess, in a more practical way of looking at things. The teva of a maimon, any type of maimon, is to see everything through one lens. It's and in some ways, there's a pejorative term for that, a simpleton. This Hashem did, this Hashem did, this Hashem did, everything Hashem did. Why is Greece in debt? Hashem did it. Why is Turkey upset Israel? Hashem did it, so on and so forth. That's sort of the approach of a person who's extremely devout, and we sort of shy away from that. The mantra of people who are quote unquote enlightened, and Bar Das quote unquote, is the world is very complex. There are no simple answers, and so on and so forth. So, how do you understand it? How do we understand it? We understand the chisaron of both study, and the answer is harchavas hadas means that a person understands the complex ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weaving all the strands together. If, for instance, a person who doesn't have an understanding of science, and he says, oh, here's a person walking, talking, and breathing. Ah, what a wonderful Bria. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. True. But so somebody makes a little robot that does similar things. I'm pretty stuck. And the person, in a sense, is not understanding, he's not really, really being oimed on the fullness of the Ma'aseh Hashem. It's like somebody, it's something is in living color and he has it in black and white or something, or gray. A person who understands all the systems in the body and the hairs that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of how the so many different systems sum up. I don't feel a million parts. I don't feel this hormone and that enzyme and this muscle and that muscle, the other muscle. A person's sense is one. And that means that the person is integrated totally, despite the complexity of the person. History is extraordinarily complex. And Turkey has its reasons for its things, and Greece has its reasons for its things, and Kenya has its reasons for its things. And tachlis, when it's woven together, and you see a shvil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus, how Klal Yisrael managed to survive. The elephant was always stepping on it, and there's always a little crack where we managed to squeeze out. It becomes le'ein erech. A much bigger picture. The hair in this world comes in the chibur of the yud and the kei. The understanding that the world mitzad being a bria is extremely complex, and everything about it is complex. Science is complex, psychology, history, economics, everything. But it's all coming from one makor, laharaya, that it's all moving in a certain place. Laharaya that we see as a person is misbeining, just like a person is integrated, history is integrated, nation is integrated. It's incredible. I sometimes, when they have the birds migrating in the, in the fall, and you look up, So each bird itself is a bird, you know, and klal we misbein in schnitzel. I mean, there's not much more that we don't usually have the sense to sit misbein in. But you watch millions of birds flying in formation, and nobody's knocking anyone else out, and nobody's honking. I mean, they're all honking maybe, but not any particular mahala. And you watch and watch and watch, and you say to yourself, you know, like says in the pasuk, Arba have no melech for yoytze chotzeitz. La Arba in melech yoytze chotzeitz. Look at the incredible synchronization. Each bird is a bird with a bird brain. That's what it is. And millions of them are working together. It's incredible. Unfortunately, we're not misbein in a person. And in history, if you watch, I once spoke about the conquest of Turkey by the Muslims. Was hair thin, and it was Byzantines stood strong, and it was impregnable, and it was mamish. And why? Because we're like Muslims more than Christians. I don't know. But a few years later, the Jews from Spain had no place else to go but there. A few hundred years of Spanish Jewry ended up in Turkey, and that's where the big Torah Center came. That's incredible, isn't it? Did the Mazel think, we're going to conquer it so that the Yidden should have a place to run away from? Strong doubts. And yet, the Muslims had good reasons for conquering, and the Christians had good reasons for defending, and it had nothing to do with Klal Yisrael, and it had to do. The herring both ends of it together is the fullness of the picture of it. This world is a ka. Kivikah Hashem Tzor Elamim is the herring, the yud and the hay. So the ribuy of pe'ulos, understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu both as a sheirish of one, and the expression of it in so many different forms. One of the striking things about mathematics, it's a higher science, and you have formulas that will apply equally well to so many different phenomena, so many different areas. And you say to yourself, like, how could one point, how could one formula describe so many different things in different areas? And it's part of the Mahalach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria starts with a Yud and goes to Hey, and the Hey itself is where the Yud has become superimposed on the Dalet. So Dalet is the Sheirish of things drawing away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you don't see that Nekuda that's Ma'achid at all, it's drawing away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you deher it, then it becomes a Kadosh Baruch Hu expressing himself even in that diversity. That's the yud and the kei. Okay, we'll hold it here. It's supposed to be posted.